Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Creative Orange County, the radio show, where we interview Orange County, California's creative stars. My name is Susan, and I will be your host, and we've relaunched Creative Orange County, the radio show this year. It's a 15-minute show, and I'm very excited to be back on the air. And joining me today is Mark Hilbert, and I want to welcome Mark to the show.
Hi, Susan. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, and it's very exciting to have Mark on the show, and I probably should have had you and your wife because it's through both of yours generosity that you're establishing the Hilbert Museum of California Art at Chapman University. And the museum's going to be opening to the public this coming weekend, Friday and Saturday, and it's just so very exciting. So tell me how you and your wife came to collect the paintings, and tell me about, you know, what the paintings, what's the collection about?
Well, thanks for asking. We bought a house in Palm Springs together in the early 90s, and at the end of the escrow, we've noticed that our pockets were empty and our walls were empty, and we needed to put some art on the walls, so we decided to go to a consignment shop and look for art, and we found a watercolor. We bought it and took it home and fell in love with it, and we went back for more and then discovered a book called The California Style Book by Gordon McClelland, which had a list, had paintings of different artists in the book, and we looked at that and we were kind of sold on this whole genre of art.
So they originally were in your home then in Palm Springs?
Yes, and then exactly, and then we started to put them in our home here in Orange County. And over a period of time, we've amassed a pretty sizable collection of art.
And so when you mean sizable, so how many works are there in the collection?
It's probably pretty close to 1,000.
Oh, my gosh. Now, is all 1,000 going to be in the museum at Chapman, or are you keeping some back?
Yeah, right now we've given them a gift of 246 paintings.
Okay. Well, that's pretty sizable. So tell me how that kind of, you know, came about, and then we'll go in and talk about just, you know, the nature of the museum. And
sure.
So
you know, I looked around around Orange County to try to figure out where could we establish a museum, and I looked at the different institutions and discovered that Chapman really didn't have an art museum. So I called up one day and I said, left a message, and I said that every great university needs to have an art museum. And I got a call back from them like within 24 hours, and we got talking, and we had a show going at the PMC and PMCA Museum in Pasadena. So I invited Jim Doty up to look at the show, and he was favorably impressed with paintings that we had in the show. And so we put together an arrangement to do this.
Mm, how wonderful! And the paintings. Tell me about the collection and just what the focus is. You were telling me a little bit before we came on the air, and sounds very interesting, very different.
Well, the artists in the collection—it's a narrative collection. Meaning that the paintings tell a story. And the story is of California and the people in California. And Norman Rockwell is probably the closest thing. If you remember the images of the covers of Post Magazine, I think you remember that those also told a story about America. In our case, these paintings tell the story of California. And many of the artists that are in the collection worked at the studios, and they were hired because their paintings could tell a story, because that's what film is telling stories on film. So the artists would work on weekends, painting on their own or in between jobs, and they actually left behind a really large legacy of paintings, which we've been able to acquire over the years.
And so the paintings actually go from like the 20s to the 70s and beyond, from what I understand.
Right, all the way to 1989.
Ah, and how will the collection be organized? You know, at the museum, is it going to be chronological or by maybe, you know, oils together, watercolors, or you know, rural scenes and urban scenes together, or just have you had any? I mean, besides establishing the museum, have you had a lot of input into just how the collection is going to be presented?
Well, sure. I work with the curator and. We put together kind of groupings of paintings. You know, typically the oils are in one section and interspersed with sections of watercolors. our collection is about 80% watercolors and 20% oils.
Okay.
And so there's the first show is about our collection, showing the breadth of our collection from the earliest to the latest. And then subsequent shows, well, there'll be a permanent collection, and then there'll be a rotating shows. So maybe a third of the museum will be permanent, and then two-thirds will be rotating.
Okay, and you and your wife, is she as heavily involved as you are with the museum and curating the collection?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, she's
so then
very
you're going to be right there on the first
right.
step, working with the curator. You know, right. as we proceed.
Exactly.
That's terrific. Now, do you have some? And you have to, listeners. Mr. Hilbert has, you can tell, a little bit of a raspy voice. He said he woke up with a little bit of a frog in his throat. So,
yeah, sorry about that.
We'll forgive him. As long as it's quiet in the background, that's pretty much all we really need to be able to broadcast. So, now,
great.
Do you and your wife have some favorite artists in the collection? Or don't you want to say, like, this is a favorite and this is not? Or
well, it's hard. Depends on the day. But the icon of the collection is a painting by Miller Sheets called San Dimas Train Station.
Ah.
And it was painted in 1933 of a train station in a little village at night. And there's two shafts of light coming down with one person in each shaft. And there's a certain kind of an isolation feeling that you get when you look at the painting, not unlike Nighthawks at the Chicago Art Institute.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it has become the icon of the collection because it's the piece that people always ask about and say, well, gee, where is San Dimas? We'd like to have a look at that.
Ah, okay, and the train station is still there. And Millard Sheets, of course, very well known for his fabulous murals across
right.
California bank buildings, and some have been lost, but others have been restored, and they're quite fabulous. So,
right. Yeah, he designed the home savings and loans over the years for Howard Amundsen, and then later on went to do work all over the country, murals and other bank buildings in other parts of the country.
So are you on the lookout for new pieces to add to the collection, or this is kind of you're kind of like done, and now the next phase is the museum and being involved with that and really showing the collection?
No, we are absolutely continuing to grow the collection, and
okay.
we're trying to fill in work in the 70s and 80s.
Ah, and so what does that involve? What do you need to do to do that?
Well, we're just on the lookout. We look at the different auctions that are coming up. We look at different websites. And we're offered work quite a bit, and so we're pursuing things that are being offered to us that are in the later years.
Okay. And so how many pieces do you think that you kind of need to round out the collection in this time frame, the 70s?
Well, it's a little hard to say, but... you know, it's fairly complete now. I think that just depends. people could say that, well, I think it's good enough. But mm-hmm. as collectors, you just kind of like enjoy collecting, and you
sure.
think you're bud.
Mm-hmm. Now, are both you and your wife native Californians? Is that kind of the interest too? And you know, you built this house, but are you also Californians? And
yeah, I would have okay. to say I've been here since I was 3 months old.
Oh, okay, so you are.
I have to consider myself native, and my wife
okay.
is not native, but she spent most of her growing up years here in California.
Okay, so you have a love of California and the Golden State. And so this has been a process. It sounds like it's probably took a couple of years from your initial phone call interaction with President Doty to kind of make this a reality. And now what's going to be happening this weekend? We've got some, sounds like all-day events going on for both the public and the arts community.
We have quite a few things going on Friday from 12 to 5. The museum will be open to the public. And it'll be hosted by Ruby's. It will be, the location is right across the street from the Orange train station. So
you
can come in on the train and walk right across the street to the museum. The admission to the museum is free.
Just for the opening, or will it always be free?
It'll always be free.
Oh, nice. Okay.
And then on Saturday... Saturday from 5:30 on will be the gala event, which will be hosted by Streamliner, which again is a restaurant across the street in the train station.
Oh, yes. Okay. So it's not that building, but there's kind of more modern. If you cross the street past Streamliners, there's kind of a more modern kind of complex of buildings. So that
this is actually in the old train station.
Oh, in the old train station.
And
okay.
If you walk in the front door, you go to the right, it's Ruby's, and if you go to the left, it's Streamliner.
Oh, okay.
It's all owned by the same man.
Okay.
But it's actually two restaurants.
Okay, but then the museum is across the street from that.
Correct. Yeah.
Correct. Okay. Don't want to be sitting down for your hamburger at Ruby's. Have one of your probably, you know, multi-million dollar or hundreds of thousand dollar paintings on the wall, but that might be kind of cool too. So, that sounds very exciting. It's really wonderful that you and your wife, you know, got this kind of love, and now you're sharing it with the community, and just it's a really a boon to Orange County to have this kind. And you're right about having that a great university needs an art museum. So that's pretty cool that you've done this. So are you involved with other arts institutions in Orange County, or?
Well, we have always been lenders to other art museums in Southern California. So we've probably lent out to a minimum of 25 or 30 shows over the last 20 years.
Okay. I saw that you have, I think a few years ago, there was some of your work at Irvine Museum, and I know that, are you
right.
also on the board for the Laguna Art Museum? Is that correct?
Once upon a time, I was on the board.
Once upon a time.
Right,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, very
and
good.
Then prior to that, I was on the board of PMCA in Pasadena.
Oh, that's I love that museum. I absolutely, and they've got a couple shows that I keep on saying I need to get up there too. But yes, that's a terrific museum. They have wonderful, wonderful exhibits.
Right.
So I want to thank you and everyone, Hilbert, along with his wife Jan, have generously established the Hilbert Museum of California Art at Chapman University, and it's a superlative collection of California scene paintings from the 20s to the 70s and beyond. And so you need to get out and get to Chapman University this weekend, Friday and Saturday, for the opening of this museum and to continue to support the museum. And I want to thank you, Mark, very much for being on. And
you're welcome.
I look forward to meeting you and seeing the collection.
Well, thank you very much, and I hope to see you this weekend.
Terrific. Creative Orange County is a think tank at the intersection of culture, commerce, and community in Orange County, California. And please visit www.creativeorangecounty.com. today to re-listen to this interview and for other announcements about arts and culture in Orange County. Until next time.